Okay, so this is called a cognitive restructuring exercise known by the name of ANTS, which stands for automatic negative thoughts. So what I'd like you to do at first is just close your eyes, find yourself in a comfortable position, uncrossing your legs and your arms, finding a comfy spot for your head. And for the first few moments, just focus on your breathing, breathing nice and deep and slow, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Just focusing on that breath, breathing nice and deep and slow, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Just really focusing on the breath, gathering all your attention to the breath. Feel the breath move all the way down, deep into your lungs, your ribs expanding as you breathe, and then exhaling out. And as you exhale, your whole chest just relaxing down into a comfortable position. Let that breath flow all the way out. Follow the breath all the way out to the very last breath. All the way out, and then all the way in again. Good. And this part of the exercise is just about gathering your attention to the breath. Gathering your attention to the breath so you can come into this moment, leave the last moment behind, and leave the future moment alone. So you're just with your breath in this moment where you are. So focusing on your breath, following that breath all the way in. Deep, deep down, and then all the way out. Follow that breath all the way out to the very last breath of air. Anchoring yourself into the present moment. That's just gathering your attention to the current moment. And the next step is to become aware. Become aware of what your experience is right now. Become aware of the thoughts floating through your mind. Become aware of your feelings, what they are in this moment. Becoming aware of sensations, tightness, stiffness in your body. So first we gather our attention by focusing on the breath, and then we become aware. Then the next step is to expand. Now breathe into the whole body. So you're expanding your awareness. Sense your body as a whole. Breathe in and out, feeling the whole body rise and fall. Feel the whole body as a whole. Notice the contact between your body, the furniture, the sofa, the bed, wherever you sit or lay. Any tension in the body, and then the body as a whole. Just as it is, not as you'd like it to be. So continuing to focus on your breath. Focusing on the body, expanding your awareness. Just taking a moment to explain this exercise. So as mentioned, this exercise is a cognitive restructuring exercise, which is just a just a fancy word for saying changing your thinking. And the exercise is known by the acronym ANTS, which stands for automatic negative thoughts. And the goal is to not let our automatic negative thoughts spoil our picnic. Don't let the ants spoil your picnic. Don't let the automatic negative thoughts rob you of your joy, your comfort, your ease. Don't let the automatic negative thoughts prevent you from doing the things you love, holding you back. Automatic negative thoughts are quick and fast. We can have many of them throughout a day. They're sneaky. But just because we can have them, just because they're horrifying, scary, or negative, doesn't mean they're true. Just because they can cause us to feel anxiety, doesn't mean they're true. It's just our mind coming up with wild possibilities. You always have the choice to whether you believe these automatic negative thoughts. The first step is always learning to recognize when they're there, when we're thinking things that are unhelpful for us. Once we start to recognize, then we can learn to challenge. And when we can learn to challenge, we can learn to replace these automatic negative thoughts with more realistic, calming, positive thoughts that are more helpful for us. And the more we flex this muscle, the more we develop this new habit, the stronger the habit gets of thinking more realistically, more confidently, more positively. This is the new habit, the new muscle that you'll learn to flex over and over again. So now just take a moment to let your mind wander to a situation, either recent or upcoming, that's distressing for you, where you can remember or draw to mind one or two possible or real negative automatic thoughts that you had or expect to have. Just take a moment to think of this situation and the associated negative thoughts you might have. Could be catastrophizing thoughts, like the worst thing that could be possible. It could be magnifying thoughts, taking small situations and making them big. It could be filtering thoughts, focusing on the negative. It could be should thoughts. I should know this, I should do this, they should do this. Whatever it may be, just take a moment to let your mind wander to a situation and to what the thoughts may be, while I take a moment of silence so you can come up with these things. And a typical magnifying thought may be something of the nature, I can't do this. This is too busy for me. I can't handle it. I need to get out of here. Those are all magnifying thoughts associated with the word can't. So once you identify the thoughts that you might have or did have, notice in your body where these thoughts made their presence felt. Was it in your chest, in your tummy, your hands? Were your thoughts swirling and racing? Was it a pressure in your head or your throat? Did your breathing change? Did you feel a shakiness? How did it manifest in your body? What kind of mood did these thoughts cause? Was there anxiety, self-doubt, agitation, frustration, helplessness, hopelessness? What were all of the feelings that you were feeling in the moment? You can always know when we have automatic negative thoughts of an anxious nature. They cause us to feel fear. And fear simply stands for false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. Our mind may exaggerate things, the likelihood, the importance. Our mind may undermine our coping and our confidence in ourselves. Our mind may narrow in terms of the options we perceive. It's usually some form of false evidence appearing real. So keeping that in mind, it's important to question our thoughts always, and not immediately take them as valid. So we can become very curious about ourselves, our thoughts, our reactions. So we can question, we can evaluate, we can dispute, we can contradict, we can come up with alternative evidence, which is going to be what we work on now. So I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and I want you to answer the questions quietly in your mind. When you think of this situation, and you think about the thoughts that you had, do you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, your perception or interpretation of the situation was 100% true? And list off in your mind's eye the evidence that would contradict this. The evidence about you, your past, current situation that would contradict this. Is there a chance you're catastrophizing or thinking the worst, assuming the worst would happen with 100% probability? If the answer is yes or likely yes, what's an alternative possible outcome? What has been an alternative possible outcome when you've had these worst case scenario thoughts? Have you been fine? In all the times you've had these thoughts, how many times has it turned out to be true? And how many times has it turned out to be false? what is the likelihood then that it'll happen now? Given the number of times you've had the thought and been wrong is so much greater than the number of times you've had it and been right. What's a more likely alternative? Is there evidence, facts, that you're ignoring or not paying attention to? Is it helpful to think this thought right now in this situation? Is it helpful and is it reasonable? If the worst case scenario did happen, what are the chances it would be as bad as the image in your mind? What instead has and will happen more likely? What are the positives that you need to pay attention to in this situation that would be helpful for you? If your friend had these thoughts, or your close family member, what would you say to them? How would you help them? How would you coach them? What's a more helpful way to think instead? What's within your control in this situation? And when you think about that situation arising again, just in the quiet of your mind, instruct yourself what your plan is to cope with it differently. What is the first thing you'll do? Second thing, third, fourth, fifth. Come up with a plan in your mind. Take a moment to reflect upon how you're feeling now about the situation as compared to when we started the exercise. Think as well about how it was beneficial for you in each and every time you practice it. It'll mean something different. It'll be beneficial in different ways, and you'll get different things out of it, insights and awarenesses. But at the close of each time you practice, reflect upon how it was helpful and meaningful for you that day. And so when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return back to the room around you.